It's Thursday morning. It is time for Are You Smarter Than a Romper Rumor?
It's got new music, too.
Yeah. We playing in here in the Romper Room. Listen,
am I going to win again?
You're 2-0, okay, but you still owe me lunch.
And this week we got five categories.
Uh-oh,
what's the new one?
We got five
new one?
Categories. Math, science, English, geography, and history.
Oh, you split them up.
Oh, so we got geography.
Geography and history are split up now, yeah, right? Like before they were together.
Like Ernest C. Bass said, geography.
And that means you got to answer a fifth grade question.
Yeah, you have to answer a fifth grade.
All right, who's first? Oh, you're. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going first. You go first.
Okay.
I won the last two. You go first.
I'll go hard first. How about fifth grade math?
I was telling Giddens earlier, this is the question you didn't want to get.
That's okay. I'm not going to get it right anyways.
What's the volume of a cube with sides of 3 inches?
24.
Incorrect. 27 cubic inches.
There is a ninth side. I forgot about that. I was close, though, because I knew the sides. Okay. All right. So I'm down one. Go ahead, Giddo.
Let's do fifth grade geography.
Geography.
What is the name of the imaginary line that divides Earth into east and west?
Fifth grade, huh? That is the equator.
Incorrect. East and west is the prime meridian.
Oh, no! I didn't pay attention to the end of the... Oh,
I was actually going
to
say the Mason-Dixon line, but... Okay.
Wow. So, y'all.
I started laughing and didn't pay attention to the directions.
There you go. All right. My turn?
Yeah.
I'm going fourth grade English.
What type of word shows action?
What type of word shows action?
Yes.
A verb.
Correct.
1-0.
Okay.
You're playing from behind. You should have went first.
What grade did I say?
Fifth. You were already in fifth.
Okay. Let's do first grade history.
First grade history. What do we call the person who delivers the mail?
What? Wait. That's, what does that have to do with history?
It's social studies and history.
The UPS guy.
The person who delivers the mail?
Yeah, social studies and history is the...
The mailman.
Correct.
Okay.
That's Carl Malone. That's that person.
It's first grade. All right, man. At least I'm better than a first grader.
All right. I'll go third grade. What three subjects have I got left?
You have science, history, and geography.
I'll take third grade science.
Third grade.
For 100, Alex.
This is his arch nemesis, Giddens. What is the solid form of water?
Solid form of water?
Yes.
Solid form of water. Mud. No.
Final answer.
Solid form of water has to be gas. I don't know.
Ice.
Okay. I wasn't thinking of frozen. You said solid. Okay.
That's solid. Right.
So I know, but still. All right. So we're tied at one.
All right. Let's do.
No, it's 2-1 me.
No, you only got one right.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Giddens.
All right. Let's see. Let's do. Let's do third grade English.
Third grade English. What punctuation goes at the end of a command?
At the end of a command is a period.
Correct. All right, David, you're down.
All right, second grade. What two have I got left? English and what?
You already did English.
Huh?
You already did English.
So what two have I got left?
You got history, social studies, and then geography.
Let's do second grade geography.
What state is famous for Hollywood?
California.
Correct.
So 2-2.
The prime meridian.
So we're 2-2. Giddens, go ahead.
All right, what do I have left?
You got second and fourth grade, and you have you got English, and then you got science. No, you already did.
Let's do it.
No, you already did English. You got science and math, sorry.
All right, let's do fourth grade math.
If a shirt costs $20 and you have $50, how much change will you get?
Oh, man.
This is a trick question because if you, not a trick question, but it may get harder if you said food If you bought,
there's no change left over.
That's exactly right. He would miss the question.
But if you're buying a shirt for $20 and you got $50 to work with, then you're going to come back with $30 of change.
Hey, it's still going to be a trick question because he don't spend but $5 on his shirts.
It's $30. The answer's 30.
Yes, it is. Correct.
All right, my last one. I'll go first. First grade social studies. This will be the one I'll miss.
Yeah, probably.
Better not. What do we call the person in charge of the country? The United States of America.
The mailman.
That's what I was going to say. He's the one that brings the checks. The mailman. No, the president.
Correct.
El presidente.
El presidente. Right. Really, it's not. Really, it's, you know, we could say something else.
you can say a lot of different possibilities, but we'll pass that. We'll say president.
I mean, in another, you said
in the United States.
No, you didn't say that. You said in the country.
Yeah, but then I added the United States at the end to clarify.
If I could have said in the country, I'd have said Ayatollah Khomeini.
You could have said prime minister.
That's right. I could have said Putin.
Yeah.
Keep a Putin.
Not maybe later.
All right, so we're all knotted up at 2.
And this is for the win for Giddens.
It's for the win.
3 weeks in a row.
Second grade science, right?
Yeah.
That's the only thing that's left.
For the win or overtime?
Yeah.
Let me answer for him.
Nope.
Green.
What part of a cell controls its functions?
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
Oh, that's for second grade. That's pretty tough. Stiffer one.
Yeah.
got David with that one.
Second grade, what part of the cell controls its functions? Man.
You did it to me. Final answer.
All right. I'm going to say mitochondria. Final answer.
Incorrect. The nucleus.
I was going to say either the nucleus or the membrane. I didn't know. All right. So the OOT, baby.
All right.
So we're going to, is this going to be like last week where the first one to answer the question gets it?
No, ask each one of us a question. I don't care.
All right, we'll do
it. And it doesn't matter what it is. Just go for it.
All right, fifth grade.
I'm no better at first grade than I am fifth grade. Giddens.
Hey, I just missed second grade science for the dub.
All right, David, you want to go first or you want Giddens?
Let him go first. We're in overtime.
What type of rock is formed from cooled lava?
Oh, come on, man. What type of rock is formed from
cooled lava? This is fifth grade science.
And
I just missed second grade science.
I think I know this, but I'm going to let him make a...
What the thing that I'm thinking right now, I don't believe that it's right. And I'm
go confident
that it's not right. But that is the lava itself, the word that I'm thinking of.
Say it.
I know it's not right.
Well, you don't know it otherwise.
Magma.
All right. Can I?
Yeah.
Stalagmite.
Nope.
Okay.
Igneous rock.
Yeah, so we were both wrong. I knew it wasn't magma, but that's all that my brain would think could come up with. But now
I
get a question.
I was just answering just to have fun. Now it's my turn to win.
No, we both missed it. We both missed it.
We didn't answer this. We weren't getting the same question, did we, Bauman?
No.
Okay, so here I go for the dub.
Fifth grade math, David.
I'm good with math.
What is 2 to the power of 4?
2 to the power of 4 is 2. No.
No, that's it. That's it.
No, that's what I was. I don't know.
Mud.
Can I answer the question?
Not for the win.
Not for the win? Oh, okay. Here, I'll still give it a shot. 2 to the 4th power. So 2 times 2 times 2 times 2.
I know what it is. It's either 8 or 16.
I think it's 16.
It's 16.
I was just playing for fun. 2. All right, go ahead. Giddens to the next question. We got to end this thing somehow. We're in overtime.
What if we never do?
Yeah, what if we never do?
We're going to end it because you're going to go buy me lunch.
4th grade geography, Giddens.
Okay.
What is the name of the desert in the southwestern United States?
There's technically 2. The most southwestern, I believe, is the Mojave Desert.
What's the other one?
The Colorado Desert?
No.
Sahara, isn't it?
Sonoran.
There's right. 3 in the Southwest.
So he missed it. You know why I figured he would know that? Because I figured he had been there and dropped an ice cream cone in it and picked it up and ate it.
I just went to the Mojave Desert.
All right.
In all Southwest right, here's
my,
United States.
Here's my
States.
Question for the dub.
For the dub. Well, that's this is going to be something, David.
Oh, God.
What is the name of the U.S. national anthem?
What?
The fourth Star grade Spangled social studies Banner.
History. What?
The Star Spangled Banner.
I got asked, what is a desert in the southwest United States? And I answered it right and got it wrong.
I get lunch.
And you get that.
I get lunch, and I draw one closer and smarter than a romper rumor.
I feel cheated.
Well, I, you know, I'm sorry.
I don't make the rules, Gens. I just ask the questions.
Whoever made the rules cheated me.
I don't look at me. I'm just playing the music.
I'm just asking the questions. Following the rules that we're supposed to.
This is where you should have went back to your fourth grade jock feet and known what was in the desert.
I did.
Or know what powers or the sale question.
It doesn't matter that you picked up ice cream and don't mind saying
it. What I should not have said is equator at the beginning.
Yeah. Prime meridian. You should have said the Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah.